So then, just as a question, what would we say to organ donation? You know, if we're in an accident and some of our organs can be used to save lives of other people, what would you say to that?
I wouldn't let it sidetrack us in the reading this morning. I would say it's better to be talked about privately. How many of you have been to a funeral for someone who you knew was not saved? I have. I'll be going to a funeral Tuesday for one who knew and loved the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful thing to know that already, as we put that body into the ground, that she is in the presence of the one she loved and served. And, you know, we'll come to verses later that remind us that it's not that the Christian doesn't sorrow. But what a desperate thing when the finality of death is seen in one who left this world not knowing the Savior. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. You know, by faith we recognize the victory of the Lord Jesus when we go to put that body in the grave. We know who she belongs to, who he belongs to. We know where they are. We know what the future is. How do we know that? The written word of God. Not our feelings, not our emotions. These things, we have those. But we come back to the written, founded word of God that we're grounded on. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But look at this. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's that which gives again stability and direction to the vessel as we go through a troubled world in troubled waters. We know where we're going. We know who we belong to. We know who holds us in his hand, you see. And these are verses that we want, I started to say, to get hold of, but we want, by the grace of God, to allow these verses to get hold of our hearts, don't we?
Just one question in regards to verse 26 of this chapter. It says, the last enemy that is annulled is death. And does this take place at the rapture, or does it take place in Revelation 20 where it says death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire?
That's a good question, Jesse. It takes place at Revelation, the verse that you have quoted. It is an enemy, but it is the last enemy, because I don't know how we want to go to touch on the millennium a little bit, the 1,000 years reign of Christ. There will be death in there. Death will still be. It is the last enemy. This is, again, it's the Lord Jesus taking up this everything and fine-tuning, adjusting, cleaning, fixing, getting everything back again in order. And the last enemy that he will deal with would be death, and he will put it apart. So after the rapture, there will be people here on earth. But death will be ended at the final end of it, is in the book of Revelation. Just one more comment, because I don't want you to feel that when you ask a question and we do not answer it, that we don't want to answer it. We do want to answer your questions, but we're kind of trying to stay in line. So in the Bible study that we have. So I just want to touch on what you have asked about. I'm talking about cremation. That is no. But now let's say my buddy here needs a kidney. Okay? And I have two. And my brother is in a very bad condition that he needs one. I could give him a kidney of mine. So it's no problem there. So that is, it's just try to respond to your question. But I'm talking about the destroying of the body. If we need to talk more about it, we will talk about it after. But the whole purpose, believe me, we are not shunning your questions or not answering them. We just want to stick with the outlines. And you guys are very smart and you have a lot of questions, and that's good.
I just want to highlight the thought of, if I can use that word, how sacred the body is to the Lord Jesus. there are many aspects of the Lord Jesus, what he does to us when he puts us to sleep. I'll just briefly mention two. First thing, he is still the sower that sows. See, we are familiar with the parable of the sower when it comes to the word of God. But he is still the one who sows the body of the believer. You see, this is why earlier, when we talk about these bodies, they are not something that's, oh, here comes the grave and it's thrown, and here it is, until the Lord comes. No. The Spirit of God gives us details. It is sown in incorruption. Incorruption, it is raised in incorruptibility. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It's like a flower. Think of that. Especially those that know Christ as Savior. That when we reach that point, if the Lord didn't take us to glory if we were not changed, if we were buried, the Lord is still doing the work of the sowing. He sows us like a plant, a small seed. But when it flourishes, it's a beautiful flower. It's like a garden. The Lord Jesus is sowing in his garden so that when we are raised differently from the way we were buried. But it's such a gentle work that it's not something that is thrown in the grave and here we go, another one died and another body who's going to be decayed. No, it is a work of a sower that is putting us down. The second part, we have mentioned already, it's a work of Christ as a mother. As this tender-hearted person, putting us to sleep, being in full control. But I just want to add lastly for a quick second, is that in Corinthians, the only thing that is mentioned is the trumpet. When we go to 1 Thessalonians, we have other things. Of course, wonderful, and I don't want to touch on it, but there is the voice, and there is the Lord himself. And that's the greatest thing, that the Lord himself. But why is it the trumpet? Why is it a warfare? You know why? Because the Lord being the captain, the general, the captain of our salvation, he desires that you and I would join in his victories. Think of that. You and I will join in his victories. So what he is telling us now, because it is a military saying, the trumpet, that he's gathering us and marching us for two purposes. First, sin. We're going to conquer sin. Secondly, the wages of sin is death. We're going to conquer death. And in Romans, it tells us that he shall bring Satan under our feet soon. So the Lord Jesus desires, even in this work in 1 Corinthians, that you and I will join in his victory over sin, over death, over Satan, over all things, and the chorus will be raised, thanks be to God.
So when will that be?
There's no question that the fulfillment, partial fulfillment, if you want to put it that way, is in the rapture, when the Lord Jesus will come and take us home. Because there's going to be two choruses, if you will. One chorus will be those that were asleep in Jesus. And they will cry, oh sting, oh grave, where is thy sting? Where is the grave? The grave has been conquered. And the second part of it is for those that never seen death. And they're going to cry that chorus, oh death, where is thy sting? But definitely, there will be also a partial fulfillment, if you will, in a coming day, when the Lord will bring us into the millennium, because there will be righteous saints that will go through death during tribulation.